Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And just a quick side note, apology for my TikTok viewers. We're not going to go live today because we're expecting interruption to our show because so there is something that, something is happening here at 10 and you may want to stick around. Okay, fine. It's ECN, LPM and the IPC are getting in a legal boxing match, of which I, for one, cannot wait where this is going. Well, we know that in their previous match, during the 2019 National Assembly and presidential election, they ended up in the same boxing match, and EZN, emerged victorious, although there were some, allegations that were made that the referee was, picked aside before participating in the refereeing. Although that is difficult to confirm, it's suspected that this time it's expected to be different because, the referee is, to be a little bit more transparent than the previous match. Now, I know referee of a match of that caliber. All I'm just saying is whoever wins, I have enough jokes to write on any of them. Oh, okay, no. Whoever wins, it's kind of difficult to make fun of the person that wins. The person that loses, on the other hand, it's very easy because the jokes write themselves. For those of you that just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And as always, this is where I usually say, as always, until the hour, as always here until the hour of, until the hour of 11. But today we are only going to go until the hour of 10, and then we will bring you the proverbial match. The proverbial match of the boxing ring, the boxing ring that is the Supreme Court. No, not so. We're not there yet. This should be fun. This should be fun. Really fun. Now, hang on a second. Are we there yet? All I know is, rumor has it that IPC got themselves the lawyer from guess where? South Africa. Where else would the lawyers, participating in the Namibian legal system come from? South Africa. Fish rot, South Africa. Except, there's one thing I respect about our presidents, though. They like to stick local when it comes to getting lawyers to get them out of the debt they more often dig themselves into. I'll give you a hint. The guy was at the top of the ruling party political campaign. He likes to wear glasses. He's also in the documentary, will not mention Al Jazeera. And he was also, it is alleged that our leaders will just stick to him, come hell or high waters. The rest are, they will just, as soon as they get into trouble and they have enough money, they're like, where do we find lawyers that will be able to get us out of this mess? South Africa, here we come. Turns out South Africa has a lot of them. Although this time the lawyer is white, although he's not the only white lawyer coming out of South Africa to represent the Namibian to represent Namibians in a Namibian litigation or legal dispute. This one is white, and it seems like he knows his way around a comp, because the black one we had the other time, who was also here, it seems like bro was allergic to combing his hair. Not judging, who am I kidding? It's a comedy show. Of course I'm gonna judge. And I'm just not going to mention any names because, I'm too broke to afford a lawyer. Not only because it's January, but also, it's because of January, and even if it was the middle of the year, I'd still be too broke to afford a lawyer. Now, here's the thing. Any one of you know who any one of those lawyers that won prizes, not lawyers, those teachers that won prizes, yesterday? Just want to see if, can someone just put up their names so I can see if any one of them owes me money? January. Hey, January is not January. How do I put this? January is January a little too much. I expected to be broke in December because, well, of the way that I was just swiping without thinking. But I didn't know that this broke. Okay, I knew I was going to be this broke because, well, the things that I bought, yeah. I'm still looking for a straw, though. There's this type of straw that, you know, that goes around your neck into the cup, and then it comes out the side of your ear, and then it forms, you know, some kind of a glass, glasses as in eyewear type of shape, and then it comes around the other ear and gets into your mouth. If you get that straw, call 0832888400. This is not a drill. 0832888400. This is not a drill. That's how much I need that straw. If, you know, if I came across that straw today, I'll rob a bank to, okay, fine. I'll just go to Letseho and say, yo, bros. What's up? Long time. No see. Congratulations on participating in our education ministry, by the way. I saw you guys were also one of those guys that were congratulated and, you know, given credit during the announcement of results, of the NSSCO and NSSCAS results yesterday. Bravo, bravo, bravo. I mean, bravo to you guys. But, here's the thing. A quick question. Can I borrow $65? Why do you need $65? You are qualified for $300. I know what you're doing there. I know what you're gonna do. But you know, you'll give me $300 now. The interest rate will go through the roof, and then you know, when I fail to pay, you will call this last bond dominated organizations, aka debt collection institutions, to be a pain in my behind. So no, not happening. So, a lot of things that I basically put together for us to talk about today, we are not going to dive into them because, boy, do I have a bad... It's a lot. Now, it seems that last week, Friday, you know, the ECN versus IPC thing, yeah, but, well, that's not the only thing happening today. At least it's not the only thing happening in our legal system. But before I get to that, I want to congratulate women. Women, let me just say, yeah, the females of this country, you guys are bravo. You guys are on fire. I mean, it's just the beginning of the year, but you are just at the top there. Results yesterday. Girls dominate ordinary level top 20 best performers. The 2024 top 20 best performers has best performers list has 14 girls, 5 of whom are from Rukonga Vision School. I wanted to rub that one in because that's in Kavango. Well, East, you know. Ladies, you are dominating that. And also, that's not the only thing that you guys are dominating, ladies. Pregnant woman stabs man to death. You're dominating in that too. And also in other news where you guys are dominating, women arrested for drug possession worth 1.3 million. I mean, you guys have it all covered, don't you? You are graduating more than us. You are, well, stepping better than us because, well, according to that terrible story, I know I shouldn't be making fun of this, but come on, seriously. All it just took is, guys, if you see a woman holding a knife, keep your distance. You know, all those brutal murder cases that are reported in Namibia where the boyfriend stabs a girl, you know, their spouse 21 times, that's because of rage. Women, it turns out when they are doing it, women are better at everything. All it took was one stroke of a knife, just one. Then that was just pretty much the end of it. One knife step killed the man. One. Now, clearly at this point, since, ladies are passing better than us, and they are also, well, they tend to, apparently good at to stabbing, but also terrible at selling drugs because, well, she got caught. But quick break, then we can basically... Well, I prepared you for the possible interruption of the boxing match between ECN and IPC / LPM. Quick commercial break, and then see if we can link you with that.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. That was, just my, tech team storming in and making sure that everything is ready for 10 o'clock live streaming of that boxing match I was just telling you about. Now, everything is all set. As soon as their stream is on, I will, obviously notify you and then connect you to that so you can hear it from the horse's mouth. Fun fact, that's coming from a long time ago in Europe when horses were still a main mode of transport. And obviously it was one of the most traded commodities, horses. And a lot of people, as you can imagine, those that were buying horses wanted the horses that were still, in their infancy. They didn't want to buy old horses. Now, some horse sales guys were very good at selling horses. They ended up selling old horses that looked relative, that were maybe old by date, but looked very young. Kind of like if you have seen the, short and cute and cuddly comedian here in, every time I tell people I'm in my 30s, they go like, nah, you? I'm like, yeah, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Well, how old are you again? 16. Yeah, I'm not going to. You are cute and all, but, well, you are cute. But in jail, so am I. So, no. First of all, I like it when my girlfriend gives me an excuse of, you get to a certain age as a guy where you want to hear the excuse from your girlfriend of not seeing you, very mature excuses like, I'm doing my assignment, I have to sleep early, I have a presentation at work tomorrow, not, I have a homework. Yeah, no, ooh, no. Those excuses must actually end at, 18. Because, well, even if you're just 18, dating someone who is under 18, and if you may end up in a case of statutory rape, because, well, they are under 18. So whatever you do with that information is up to you. So a lot of people now that were, and that's when you hear it from the horse's mouth came from. Because it turns out some genius figured it out that instead of asking the guy that's selling you the horse the age of the horse, all you just have to do is look at the lining of the horse or of the horse teeth. It turns out the best place to find the age of a horse is by the lining of the teeth. So that's when the whole phrase, get it from the horse's mouth. I don't know why I read some of these things. But anyway, that's what happens when you don't have a social life. You just absorb everything. Now, where were we? We have 10 minutes, roughly, because, well, African time. We have 10 minutes before we basically bring you that live stream. I have a question at this point. Comas region. This is in relation to the academic performance announced yesterday, and both NSSCS and NSSCO. Comas region, I'm as someone who is from the northern part of the Red Line, I am so proud of our academic performance. It seems to me like we have been dominating the academic landscape for a while now. Now, why we have not figured out to create our own market is beyond me. So clearly, the brains, we have the brains. I'll tell you what the biggest problem is. We are terrible at working together because we are a family. Let me explain that family part. You know how a couple of days ago, was that earlier this week or late last week when I pointed out that here's the family members in Africa are terrible at working with each other. They would, they will contribute millions of dollars at someone's funeral, but they will never contribute the same amount of money to give the dead guy, you know, when he's alive, you know, to give the dead guy to start a business. Well, this is obviously when he was alive. We will contribute money to bail someone out of prison. We will contribute money to bury someone, but we'll never put money together to help someone in our family start a business. No. We're only there for each other when, well, in times of trouble. That all for better or worse thing? Oh, that one, we got it covered. But anything outside of that, no. Mm-mm. Go out there and ask all your family members to tell you that, you know what, there's this funny guy on Eagle FM, really smart, genius level. He's from Kavango, by the way. He's from that region where Rukonga Vision School is from. Therefore, it's not surprising. Now, because of that, he pointed out that every time someone dies in an African family, the living family members are very good at contributing money to bury the dearly departed guy. Or if you want to be more morbid, the dead guy. Now, how about you guys just give me, contribute all the money that you would contribute if I died and then give it to me so I start a business. In that way, when I die, you don't have to contribute. You just have, I will have, life insurance by then. All you just have to do is go there, claim it, and, bury or cremate me, and then problem solved. Your uncle is going to laugh at you. Your uncle is going to laugh at you, and he's going to like, okay. How much cocaine is needed to think like that? At which point it's safe to say that as Africans, we really have to think, there are a lot of ways that we could save money. One, there are two things that we should take back to tradition: weddings and burials. Every person that dies, wrap them up on a skin of a cow that you are eating already at the funeral, bury the guy. In that way, you are saving thousands of dollars of burying a guy in a wooden box. This box is made out of mahogany out of Italy. The maggots are still gonna eat the dead guy. Guys, there's a reason why you have comedy on radio. It's because, this is the language that, professional shows are not allowed to use. I, on the other hand, can just plow through it. You see, if we just, it would save us a lot of money if we just took the dead guy, wrap them up on an animal skin. That was the practice in my culture, by the way, before Europeans came in and say, you know what, actually, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. You could just put a guy in a glass box, put a cross on it. The idiot was a drunkard, but at his funeral, everyone is going, he was the best man alive. He did not get within anyone's fight. The guy was stabbed to death in a fight. What do you mean he never got in a fight? But these are the speeches that we are giving. And by the way, a pastor is going to be at that funeral listening to all these lies. All of the sudden, the Ten Commandments don't count anymore. And to which I don't think at this point anyone is going to call me to, MC a funeral. No one in their right mind will invite a comedian to MC a funeral if you do that. I'll just ask for permission to do the emceeing virtually. You know, just have speakers there, and then I can just do it from the comfort of my living room, because I know that the things I'm going to say at that funeral, I'm going to get my behind kicked if I'm there physically. Now, let's put all of that aside, and now let's come to Commerce region. Guys, it turns out we have been on position number 10. I'm from Kavango East. Now, Commerce region, with all the rah-rah-rah spoken in this region, especially in Windhoek, it turns out we can rah-rah-rah in the street. We can't rah-rah-rah on paper. So clearly, we really have to pull out, you really have to pull out your socks. Am I going to be kicked out of the region? If I said, who am I kidding? I'm a Namibian with a Namibian ID. Yay. Now, Commerce region, just hear me out. Apart from what else are we good at? You see, clearly, this performance results showed that there is more education going on in the northern part of the Red Line than there is in the southern part of the Red Line. Explains the Red Line. So just hear me out. I think it must be the foot and mouth that we are eating in our meat that's making us super smart in the northern part of the Red Line. So all of you that is only eating it occasionally every time you go there, but then when you come back to the southern part of the Red Line, you go, you know what, that meat is not clean. Meanwhile, your stomach is full of it. It turns out, I can draw a conclusion that there's a correlation between foot and mouth disease and intelligence. Don't eat it too much. It's gonna, well, rot your brain. But if you just eat the right amount, foot and mouth disease will contribute to your education. Interesting. And also, the earlier you learn how to swim, and you should see a crocodile every now and then. From the looks of it, we are live on the case, and I see some movement there, and that is the boxing match. The boxing, proverbial boxing match between IPC LPM and IPC LPM and ECN. It's a wrestling, legal wrestling. Now, let's go there and see what they have for us in store now, shall we? As for Mind the Gap, aka Helmed here, how about we put a pause on that until tomorrow if I don't come back, because it all depends on their live stream, which they again switched it off. Thank you. Now, there were a couple of movements, and electoral court showdown. IPC and LPM versus ECN. Who is going to win? I hope none of them, box like Gedlich was boxing in that, match with Bolelo. Now, the Independent Patriots for Change and the Landless People's Movement are challenging the legitimacy of last year's election, specifically at the extension of the voting period, as well as the alleged irregularities in the election process. Commercial break. Mind the Gap with Helmed.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o Evangelho. Alguns dos cenários apresentados no Ébato Imba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, a African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba Apple. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Welcome back. It's just a minute past the hour of 10. What did I tell you? African time. And where were we? Both IPC and LPM have complained about the legality of extending the elections. However, IPC is seeking to nullify the entire election, while the LPM wants only the votes cast on the 27th of November to be valid. Really? There was a pre-boxing match between these two before the... Oh, come on! You know what they say? You know how they say, united we stand, divided we fall? Why do these guys sound like they're already divided? One of them is saying, you know what? We have to nullify the entire election process. Another one is saying, well, that's a little extreme for me. Because in Landless People's Movement, we want to upheld the election results. But we're just here to question the constitutionality behind the extension of the voting period. IPC is like, yeah, no, you know what? Actually, no. We wanna nullify everything. And the last time I checked, both leaders of these parties are lawyers by profession. I'm not sure about Svart Boy, but I am sure about our dearly dentist, Itula. That is the president of IPC. He's both a lawyer and a dentist. The only part I was disappointed at his campaign, this guy was, he did not use my favorite, the line that I wanted him to use. If you vote for me, Namibian, one dentist, one Namibian, one lawyer. I was waiting for that. He decided to go on a rah-rah-rah campaign. I was like, come on, dude, you're killing me. Y'all think he's listening? Nah, he's busy with a court case. You know that even though they're both lawyers, they decided to get a lawyer from South Africa. Now, at which point I'm asking, why didn't they just, prepare the case and go there and, show us that, they are both good at it? I mean, I would have done so. All they just had to do was come together and put their legal brains together and then problem solved. Now they're spending money to pay a guy from South Africa. Oh, they want to confuse the judge because the lawyer is whitey. Heh. The judge gets confused. I'm going to have a good time. But let's give those ones a break. When the live stream comes, I will connect you to the live stream. Until then, we're still in mind the gap mode. Well, court taking place, dispute taking place being held in the Namibian legal system is the fish rotis. We know that one is standard. At some point, the guys were asked to define an invoice and failed. And now, with all that aside, that also, that's a sign that education is not enough. For those of you that have seen my poster, then you know that I basically gave, those that passed, I gave them, one, congratulations. Two, all that thing that your parents told you that, just study when you go through secondary school and after you're done with secondary school out there, after your secondary school, then you can sleep as much as you can or as much as you want. You know, if your parents told you that, dear, just left high schoolers, your parents, well, how do I put this in a more respectable African way? They lied. Because you're not going to sleep. Because, well, we are we are wicked. Maybe the good book is right, the you know, the part that says no rest for the wicked. Maybe we really are wicked. Because sleeping, you only sleep as much as you want when you are a baby. But you know what we do? We spend the entire time crying. So, you know, if you are a baby and you are listening, Baba, sleep now. Because growing up and sleeping are not two friends. The older you grow, the less you sleep. From high school, after years of dealing with homeworks and tests, when you go to tertiary, you upgrade it to assignments and tests and exams. That, again, it's standard. And after that, you go to, you know, after that, you go to job hunting, sleepless nights, and then from there, relationships. Mjologo break your heart. Again, sleepless nights. Guys, when you look at basically just, you know, when you look at the proportionality, you know, the inverse proportion of sleeping versus growing up, you understand why, you know, you understand why I keep pointing out every now and then that the older, as a species, human beings, life is just associated with stress. The older you grow, the more stressful it becomes. So that's why all tradition, all races and all countries, all wherever you'll find a group of people under the sun, Asian, white, black, you know, whatever it is, when each and every single one of these groups found the nearest seeds to ferment into alcohol. Yes, someone was, you know, really trying to be strong and go through life, and like, you know what? Can we just get something that will knock me out at least one weekend a week? Yeah, at least once a week, like, you know, weekends, please, for the love of God, please. Let me tell you something. David, who is described by the good book as the man after God's own heart, who was a king. And also, one thing he was good at is, apart from, you know, well, you know, crushing on other people's wives, let alone, you know, well, what other people? Friends, wives. Bro David. You know, I never thought of it like that. King David was the best, was the first bestie. Huh. Bestie, stop. Eh? King David, you're pregnant. Now, for someone who killed Goliath at a young age, you'd think he'd, you know, thought outside the box.